Good morning, Tamidim. I want to start off again mentioning a Hatzig Mazel Tov to the Manal's Mishpacha. Chasana, last night, Sheva Brachas was beautiful. So many Tamidim came to be Mishtatev. The parents came to be Mishtatev. It was a beautiful, beautiful Simcha. We presented the Drosha Geshank to the Manal last night with the Kabbalas, with the Mazel Tov wishes, the Tamidim. When the Manal spoke about doing something extra to cover the Chasana, we haven't discussed with the Manal that beforehand. Friday already that we asked the Talmidim to do something in honor of the Chasana, and it was a real surprise. And the Hanoah that the Manal had didn't go through all the pages, probably. Hopefully not. That hope the Manal slept this night. A few hundred pages of Mazel Tov wishes from the Talmidim and different Kabbalas the Talmidim undertook. It was emotional to watch the Manal receive that sefer, the Drosh Geshank that the Talmidim gave from their own. To cover the simcha. I saw Shiloh, Rav Steinman asks in this week's Pasha. Vayikach Koyrech, Rav Steinman asks a question. Rashi's a Koyrech shepikichoya. Koyrech was a pikich, he was a smart person. He was a pikeach. He was a smart person. What caused him to this whole elitzof on the whole machloikis that was caused? And again, I have a hard time always talking about people from then. Because how do we compare ourselves? I mean, we can't try to understand Kairich Gimel HaTzadik. So for us to be able to understand Kairich, we're not even going there. Always try to find what can we take today from what the message of the Pasuk wants to tell us then. We're not going to discuss Kairich himself. But the Maisa, such a Maisa of Kairich. So Maharal is to say he was a smart person, he was a Pekeach. So Frank Rav Steinman, and if he wouldn't have been a Pekeach, let's say Kairich was not a smart person. Then machlokes would be okay, only because koyach shepikechoya, koyach shepikechoya. Ma'ar olish to ze. If someone is not a smart person, then the person could do aver. The stress was because he was a pikech, because he was a smart person. What caused him to do such a shtus to bring machlokes? So Rav Steinman brings a mussel. It's not a mussel. It's a mussel. Two birds were talking, playing with each other, and suddenly one bird got up and attacked the other bird, and the other bird died. And this person that's observing it sees that the bird that attacked pulls a piece of grass, waves the grass over the dead bird, and suddenly the bird is alive again. Wow! Okay? So this person sees clearly the bird is holding some special type of grass. Let me try that piece of grass. So this person goes and grabs a piece of grass, and he continues walking on. And along the way, he sees that there's a cat, a dead cat laying on the floor. So the person takes a piece of grass, and he waves it over the dead cat. And suddenly, the cat gets up and starts walking. Gee, wow. Okay. Few goes a bit further, and he sees a deer laying on the floor. He takes the piece of grass, he waves it over the deer, and suddenly, the deer gets up and starts walking. Wow. This piece of grass is Kechet Chis HaMesim. And then the person goes further and he went close to the zoo and he sees that there is a lion on the floor. He takes the piece of grass, waves it over the lion. The lion gets up and without a shahakal, he swallows a person alive. Ah, it's like Rav Steinman. This person had a piece of grass that clearly was able to be Mechaya Mason. You saw it on one animal and another animal. Why go to the lion and risk your life being him a Chaim Mason? Take this piece of grass. Go to Kibra Avos. Go to try it on a human being. Go to the base of Chaim and start waving over there. And let's see if the people there get up and alive. That's not the mussel. Zakrav Steinman, someone that had everything. He had the touch of Chaim Mason. He had that piece of grass. And instead of trying it on family members and lost loved ones that passed away in the past, he goes and tries it on a lion and risks being eaten and actually gets eaten. Is there a bigger lack of pikeach than that person? You have everything and everything. Why are you wasting it? Dr. Rav Steinman, the mussel we can understand. You have someone, Rach v'koyrach, he had guilt, he had money, he had whatever he needed. He was a smart person. He had everything and anything. Such a person to cause machloikis? Machloikis is the lion that eats up people. Why did he need this for? There were so many other things that could make him happy in life. He could have, with all of his talent and richness, he could have made so many things alive. Instead, it brought everyone down. We had this chiss last night to sit with Rav Shlomo Knievsky, Zion Gizot Nishtarik. Riel was there with his family. It was very nice, very nice. Got the schmooze with Rav Knievsky. So he tells us this from the Stipler, his grandfather, the Stipler. He said a bacher once came to the Stipler and told, and the Stipler was speaking to him. The Stipler realized that he was in a mashber. A mashber is like a depression. When it comes to depression, there's two types of depression. There's two types of depression. There's a clinical piece of depression where it's something that's clinical that needs medication to take care of. It's not something that a person brings down upon himself. And then there's like an environmental depression, a seasonal depression, which something, the situation can cause someone to feel depressed, can cause someone to feel down about himself. So the disciple asks him, are you by any chance in a mashber? Are you feeling down? Are you feeling depressed? So the bacher says, yeah. How does the Rav know? So he says, I'll tell you the truth. I looked at you and something gives me the feeling that you don't look happy. So the disciple tells him as follows. He says, there was once a lady that had many kids, and people in Yerushalayim, people in Israel, don't have money. And this lady did not have enough money to feed her kids properly. So every morning, she would take a slice of bread, and she would cut up the slice of bread that every child gets a small strip of bread. And that was the food, that was the breakfast, and that was the supper. And every night before the kids went to sleep, the kids came to the mother and started asking, can we have another piece of bread? And mommy said, I'm so sorry, I don't have more. And the boy said, no, but I'm hungry, I want another piece of bread. And the mother said, I'm so sorry, I don't have more. And with that, the boy started crying, I want more bread. And with that, the mother started crying, I don't have more bread, I don't have more bread. And they would fall asleep. Kids would fall asleep. In the morning, they wake up. The mother would cut another small slice of bread. And the boy said, I want some more bread. I don't have more bread. Tonight for supper, you'll have another piece of bread. The kid had ripped piece of shoes, and the mother, he would say, mommy, I need more shoes, I need new shoes. Mother said, let me sew it, I'm going to sew it, I'm going to put a stitch here, put a stitch there. And the boy, no, but I need new shoes. And the mother says, I don't have, I'm giving you what I have. And day after day, this would be the conversations at home. This kid ended up becoming a gadol de b'Yisrael. This kid ended up becoming a very happy child. Because the kid learned that even without having anything, you go on with life. Nachatog, and another day, and another day, another day. And with that, the child was a very successful, healthy child. It's true he didn't have more than one piece of strip bread in the morning and the afternoon. It's true that he didn't get new shoes, he didn't get new clothes. They shared the shirt from his, this sibling gave it, other sibling. At the end of the day, they were happy people. He says, today, when a child wakes up today, and his closet is full with a selection of different shirts, you can wear this shirt, you can wear this shoes, you can wear this sneakers, you can wear this. And the cabinet is full of different food. You can have cereal, you can have eggs, you can have whatever you want. There's bread, there's rolls, there's bagels, there's pizza bagels. There's so many different selections. That as soon as the child does not have something, he doesn't know how to go on. He doesn't know how to move on in life. As soon as there's something small that's missing, I wake up every morning, the cabinet is full. My closet is full of clothes. So how could I go on without having that? So the child that grew up with nothing, he learned that you can go on with life even with having nothing. But the child that grew up with everything, so the disciple turns to the bacher and he says, you have everything. You have a piece of bread. You have more than a piece of bread. And the bacher realized how much he does have in his life. And he started feeling so much better about himself. So Rav Kanievsky said, That example changed the bacher's life. It's a perspective. How do you look at things? Bringing them back to Kairach. Kairach, that was a pikeach, was a smart person. He had everything going for him. So why did he need that machloikis of leadership? What was necessary? Why was it necessary? You have everything going for you. How many times do we have people that they have everything that they need? But if there's something that they want and they don't have, no, we're going to fight, we're going to get it. No, no, no. Anyone that causes a fight, anyone that causes, I want more, I'm going to, no, it's not fear. It's not fear. You usually not hear from someone that doesn't have anything. The not fear, you usually don't care from someone that has everything. And that causes a mashber. That causes to feel down. That causes someone to feel depressed. It's not fair. It's not fair. You're usually not going to hear that comment from someone that doesn't have much. It's from the one that has. And maybe a small thing is missing. And that was the message from the Stipler. That's the message from Rav Steinemann that said, Karuch had everything in his hands, the ability to change worlds. But one small thing he wanted and didn't have, that caused the machlokes. Our goal is to stop machlokes. Our goal is to look at the things that we have and appreciate what we have. So that fakert, we can use the talents that we have to make the world a better place. And not, this is not fair, that's not fair. Think about Yeshiva Camp now, the summer program that we're in. And I complimented Talmidim, and I want to continue to compliment the Talmidim. We have so much extras now that we don't have during the year. The activities, the trips, they're going here, they're going there. There is that room for opportunity for, since we have more fun, we have more things in the program, so the more you have, the more likely there is to that it's not fair to complain. That's how it works. When you don't have anything, then you appreciate everything that you have. When we have more and more and more, there's more room to complain. And I have to compliment Talmidim that it's ready. Sunday, we have Monday, Tuesday, 2 days. And yes, there were transitions. Yesterday, there was a thought that it might rain in the park. So there was scheduled to go to the park, but there was a chance that maybe it's going to rain later. And that chance could create havoc. Oh, it's going to rain. It's going to. It's going to. I'm afraid. One boy came back to say, it may rain, so maybe we should change it, whatever. But Baruch Hashem, we don't control the rain. Baruch Hashem for that as well. And look, and it worked out very well. So during the summer, especially, there may be many transitions, many changes happening. There was a plan A, and we got a plan B. And there is a lot of room, there's a lot of space for becoming upset. It's not fair for, and just the opposite. We here are appreciating the fact we have extras. Baruch Hashem, we have extras. And if something has to change, we're to freedom with it. We make. That's the message. We're holding that piece of grass. It's in our hands to make it leveling. It's in our hands to make it fun. It's in our hands to make it. Yet understand that the nisoyon is much greater because we have so much more. May Kodesh Baruch Hu shower on Klal Yisrael more and more and more. And we shouldn't have that nisoyon of confusion. So we should be able to enjoy that Chiyus HaMeisim. We should be able to have a leveling summer and a very enjoyable summer.